podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
So here's a note from Kaylee. She's not asking us to change her name, so I'm not gonna. She writes, Dom, my brother and his wife have a son who's 9. They spoil him a little bit, but he's a good kid. The thing is, my brother is not embarrassed at all to say that his son still sleeps with him and his wife every night. The kid is 9. I could see if it's a 2-year-old sleeping in bed with his parents, but 9, and she puts 9 in all caps. This came up again this weekend because my sister-in-law mentioned something about having to adjust some accommodations when they travel so my nephew can be in bed with him. You guys, and Kaylee is writing to us now, you guys sound like reasonable, intelligent people.
Ha.
Would you agree that this is crazy? How old is too old to still be sleeping with your parents?
Holy cow, 9 years old.
I have to know right away before we launch into this. Jeremy has a little boy. He's going to turn 4 in just a few months.
Yeah,
wow,
real soon.
That's weird to
think
about.
Crazy, huh?
Anyway, so how old was he when he stopped sleeping in the bed?
I got to say, 0 times he has been in our bed.
Oh, really?
I did not want to start it because I knew we'd end up with a 9-year-old shacking up with us.
You don't want to break the seal.
Yeah, once you start that, then you're kind of... You got to let them in every time they come in the room. So
good for you.
No kids in the bed is my rule.
I used to sneak in whenever I would have a bad dream or something to go, sleep with my mom. And then there was an unfortunate incident where my stepdad was spending the night and I didn't realize it. And I tried to get into bed with her and
Boy.
Stopped stepdad me from ever doing that again.
Oh, boy.
Like, come here, girl.
But 9. What grade is that?
That would be, let's see, is that 4th grade?
Yeah.
Roughly?
Right around there.
On a regular basis, yeah. I mean, how does one in
relations
start the boom boom
right,
with
you
a
don't.
9-year-old?
I actually have a very good friend whose sister did this with her husband, and it ended up being just the wife and the kid in bed.
Right.
Dad ended up moving to a different room every
I've
night.
Heard of that before.
And then dad ended up moving out. So,
yeah,
you know, that's how bad it got.
One of those Kardashian sisters does this. Kourtney, the one with all the kids, all of her kids sleep in bed with her, and
weird.
The baby daddy sleeps in rehab. So, see how well that turned out.
Yeah, I've had this discussion with other people before, and I'm just very friendly about it. I'm like, really? Your child is 6 and still sleeps with you? And they're like, yes. And so we bring it up, and they almost got militant on me about it. That how could anyone dare question that love that a parent has with their child? And that 6-year-old should be in bed with me every night. We're bonding, and how dare? And I was like, I was just
sorry,
asking
I can't date you, and you left.
I was just asking a question.
Well, can't you bond outside of the bed?
I don't know. Yeah, well, yeah, you can. Is this working for them? Did he just say...
He says, what Kaylee writes is, my brother is not embarrassed at all to say that his son still sleeps with him and his wife every night.
So it kind of sounds like it's working.
And look at this. And Kaylee's sister-in-law says that when they travel, they have to make sure that the arrangements are set so that he can sleep with them.
So it's working for him. But it's just weird.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, for those of you, and look, do not be that person who thinks this is okay and yet you don't call. If you believe that there's nothing wrong with this, then you need to call us immediately because we want a spokesperson for your side.
Yes, sway us.
But if you are, what I want you to think about before you call is if it's okay at 9, is it okay at 19? And if you say, no, it's not okay at 19, then what is the cutoff age?
Mm-hmm. Double digits, maybe?
I want to know, what is the age where it's too old? I know we'll get 8 million calls from people who say, you know, kids shouldn't sleep in bed with their parents. I get that. I'd rather hear from people whose kids do sleep with them.
Well, my mom's my neighbor. I'm in my 30s. What do you say
do you
about
snuggle
that?
Up?
Yeah. I want people whose kids are sleeping with them to call now. And since we know there are literally thousands of you, if we get no calls, then you're all gutless. You got to call. Kaylee wanted to know, how old is too old to still be sleeping with your parents? Hi, Stephanie. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
I'm swell. Thanks a lot. What do you think about this?
I have 2 children. One is older. He's 19 now. And I have one who is 8. He'll be turning 9 in May. Both of them, you know, each one, the older one slept with me until he was about 9. And the younger one just recently decided that he wanted to sleep in his own bed. He just went and got in it.
So at least 8 or 9 is okay in your mind.
And then, you know, if I decide we're taking naps or something on a day off at school, he'll sleep with me to take a nap. But right. Got up and went and decided he wanted to sleep in his own bed. Yeah. I am alone. I do not have, you know, a husband.
Right. I understand. Did you ever at any point feel like 9 was too old to have a kid sleeping in bed with you?
I have started thinking that certainly by, you know, we probably wanted to start moving in that direction.
Yeah.
And I really didn't have deeper. To. Yeah, he just got up. He just decided he was going to sleep in there and just did.
He's like, I'm out.
Just said go to bed and he did.
I'm glad you called. I hope you have a great day.
Awesome. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, I guess if there's no one else in the bed, you know.
It's kind of a different scenario.
If it's
there.
A queen-size situation, you know, there's room. Might as well.
Hello, Ty. Good morning to you.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Okay, so my situation was a little weird. I kind of lived with my friends for most of my childhood, and we would sleep in the bed, like, on and off until we were 13. And the only reason it was on and off is because there were so many of us. There were 5 kids and then me. So, I mean, we didn't think anything of it.
Wait. I'm a little confused. So, whose bed were you in?
It was my friend's parents' bed.
It wasn't even your parents, and you slept in the bed with these adults when you were 13.
Yeah.
She lived with them, though. It was kind of like a family situation.
Sure, but they're not her real
parents.
They weren't
my parents, but they raised me.
Sure,
so.
I understand. Up until 13, did you ever feel like it was odd to be sleeping with these people until you were 13?
No. It was, for me, actually, you know, it's funny, because I'm closer to them than I am to my parents, and...
No, but see,
it's comforting for you.
I understand the big thing to you is whether they are blood parents or not, and that's not even in my equation. I'm thinking about a 13-year-old girl sleeping in a bed with some adults. And to me, am I the weirdo every day?
No, I see where you're going. I don't want to go too deep in that. But
here's the funny part about that. All of the kids in the family are so close to their parents. Like, we would never disrespect them in any way, shape, or form.
You get kicked out of bed.
That's right. It's warm in there.
Was there another sleeping possibility for you? Or was that the only bed in the house?
No, it wasn't. There were 5 bedrooms.
Okay, so this was just by everybody's choice.
You just rotated.
Yeah, everyone, like, we'd go in there, and we would just basically just tell them until you pass out, and if you pass out and you stay there, you stay there. Like,
okay. Well, that's great, Ty. Listen, thank you for being on the show. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a fun day.
You too.
Take care. Bye-bye. Why do I feel like the weirdo?
I feel weird, too, but there's for other reasons.
I wonder if it's... If it's even between boys and girls, because Jeremy said this word before, it was very comforting for me. Like when I would sleep with my mom,
sure,
it was just a comfort thing, you know. And maybe take the bad dreams out of it. I don't know. It just kind of it's home in there. It's your ma. I don't know.
Time for one more. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning.
What's on your mind?
Well, I grew up in kind of a different situation. I grew up with a single parent, and I slept with my mom till I went to college. But that was just because it was her and I and my little sister. With my kids, I have a 9-year-old, and he would sleep in my bed every night if I'd let him. And I don't mind once in a while. I think it's okay. Maybe not every night. I think that my husband and I learned that we needed our space, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely think that it's not a bad thing. I just think that whatever works for you is what you need to do.
Well, I'm going to stop short of ever using the term bad thing, because I'm not trying to do that kind of judgment on people that it's a bad thing. Personally, and just me personally here, I don't think it's wise in raising your children to to that extent.
There needs to be some separation, I think.
I just don't feel that's healthy for kids. But, you know, I was raised in a different era. So what the hell? Nikki, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Have a great day. So, I'm not going to say what anybody's doing is wrong. I just we look at it differently, I suppose.
I just like to stretch out, too.
Right. Sleep like a starfish.
Yeah, there's that, too. So, all right, it's interesting.
All right.
I'm kind of tired now. I
want to make some people mad.
That's why I'm going to cut this off. I know we did. I'm cutting this off right now because there are people getting angry. And, that's never my intention. Well, sometimes. But not right now.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.